Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Sex bear.
Ow!
Because you're sex and bear.
Sex bear
by Calvin Klein.
Awesome.
And you were afraid this one wasn't going to be any good.
Yeah, it turned out okay. Yeah, that's due to a particularly good little session that we had last week that spawned the whole sex bear moniker.
Right.
Which has grown larger than, you know, the moment. And so it's been... It's a phenomenon.
I mean,
I'm going to be really honest.
Charlie Sheen's got nothing on sex bear.
Exactly. What did we decide? He's bi-winner, but try awesome. Yeah. So, sex bear. Wow. He's grinning now. I think I embarrassed him. Welcome to Kinky and the Geek.
Welcome to Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah, again, Kinky's not feeling so hot this week, so. I am your hostess, Kinky Fleshvine.
And I'm your hostess, Body Bill, the Geek.
Yeah, pleased to meet you. Thank you for coming to our home.
Over here, you'll find the sex bear.
Right, here's where sex bear lives. Yeah, this is where the magic happens.
Yes. MTV Sex Bear.
How was your week?
It was interesting. Mm-hmm. Originally, we were supposed to go to AnacroCon.
Right.
But when we realized we didn't have the money.
Yeah. Cons are expensive.
Well, yeah. It's mainly we're still kind of slightly digging out of the hole from Alicia being in the hospital.
Right. Right.
But from what it looks like right now, she may not have to be paying anything out of pocket for
at least through
the hospital itself.
Okay, very cool. That'll be a huge break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we decided this weekend that Saturday we weren't gonna sit around and mope like we were Friday night. Like,
right. Right. Everything sucks.
Yeah. You know, my thing is, I'm all depressed. It's like, okay, we've missed two cons now. Are we going to miss all of them this year?
Well, we're just not going to any more cons.
Yeah.
Cons are stupid. I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not criticizing.
Yeah. So we decided to kind of have it. Alicia had won the office she's in, the new building that her company's in, has a bank in it.
Okay.
So the bank people came to pitch their wares to her office.
Mm-hmm.
And they were giving away prizes.
Uh-huh.
Anybody who was having an anniversary during that thing got something, which her 5-year was that.
Oh, nice.
And then they had a door prize, which she ended up winning a door prize, too.
Okay.
So what we were going to do is we had a Blockbuster coupon
that I got
every month through the Blockbuster online, and had one that needed to be turned in, so we were going to go get a couple of movies.
Right.
And then she got a Starbucks card. We were going to go to Starbucks, just kind of chill out, have coffee.
I love date night on gift cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing better.
And then come home and have kind of a dinner and just kind of out and about and doing.
Right.
We go to our Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big yellow sign on the top of the building saying store closing.
Oh, yeah, they're starting to.
So they go closing our store, and they're not doing any rentals whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so they're only selling.
Yeah,
they won't do any rentals. They're just selling stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, well, fuck.
Well, you could use the card to go buy stuff, though. Did you look and see?
Oh, no, we don't have a card for it. We just had a free coupon for rental, and then we had a turn-in thing from the when we got the mail-in that you can turn in.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, the next closest one is just enough out of the way to be a pain in the ass to return stuff.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
That we were like, hey, I guess we're going to be joining Netflix.
Yeah.
So
and you said that you've liked.
Oh, we've loved it so far.
You've enjoyed the streaming.
Yeah, we've got it. So we're streaming it through our Wii because the Wii doesn't charge you.
Right.
like the Xbox 360 does.
Right. And I actually enjoy the Netflix just because, you know, I do come up with, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning because we're certainly night owls.
Right.
And you're like, I want to watch something. What's in my queue?
Right.
You know, it's really nice for that.
We've been doing that. I've been watching stuff before I go to work. I've been watching Coupling in the IT Crowd.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we're terrible for, sorry. Sorry, having a bra moment.
Yeah, you're having a bad boob today.
Yeah, I just had to adjust myself.
Has he not been grabbing your boobs like he should?
He's not been very supportive today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. but we did have it where we were getting the disc, but God, we talked about this last week. We repeat ourselves so much. But the disc will sit there for months and months.
No, we
months.
Are doing that.
So we
that.
Just have the streaming.
Yeah, we're doing that because we want to be able to get the stuff that doesn't show up on screen.
Right. And there are a lot of things that are just on disc.
Right.
So, yeah.
Because, in fact, Machete's sitting at our house right now to watch.
They're very fast as far as they're
shipping. Well, considering it's in Duluth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think both Blockbuster and Netflix has local depots, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
But literally the Netflix depot is in Duluth.
Right, right.
So, they shipped it Monday. We got it Tuesday.
Sweet.
So, yeah. I mean, we're going to be getting it, you know.
And it's, it's, you don't have the instant gratification of going to a Blockbuster to get the movies, but, big deal.
Yeah, it is going to save us because the deal we were working on at Blockbuster was $19.99 a month, but that was you could get 3 movies at a time, unlimited turning in, unlimited turning it in at the Blockbuster, plus a free movie, actually the coupon was good for either movies or video games.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But when you don't have that and we had that, you know, we had the building right there. So, I mean, that was just too good of a thing. But now that we're losing that, we might as well plus it's going to save us $10 a month.
Right.
Which
is, you know, $120 a year. So nothing to sneeze at. So.
Right.
We've got a Blockbuster right around the corner. I keep thinking I'm going to go get a membership, but it's like, eh.
Yeah, well, when you have
the... we can usually track movies down if we need to, so...
And the stuff on the instant watch is just so much, because we've watched two things movie-wise.
Mm-hmm.
We watched, what was it? Kevin Smith's Too Fat for 40,
which is
his latest of the evening with type stuff.
Right.
Which is really interesting, and he's a pothead.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Yeah.
Just because of that train of thought just kind of... We also watched, it's been a documentary I've been looking for years, and Blockbuster didn't even carry it on disc.
Mm-hmm.
It was called This Film Has Not Yet Been Rated.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
I have seen something about it.
It's on Instant Watch. It's basically, it's a documentary on the history and nature of the rating system.
Okay.
And how arbitrary and very draconian that it can be.
Yeah.
And how it does seem to be very biased when it comes to weird and homosexual sex.
Okay.
Because they were talking about they're talking to... they talked to several people. They talked to Kevin Smith. They talked to John Waters. But they talked to... the girl who, the lady who directed American Psycho.
Okay.
They also talked to the director of, what was it? Boys Don't Cry and But I'm Not a Cheerleader.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that was one of the things that was kind of interesting is, because But I'm Not a Cheerleader came out just somewhat after American Pie. And this was what they were talking about.
Yeah, I guess that was about the same time.
And when she submitted it into, you know, you had the pie-fucking scene, basically.
Right, right.
And it got an R.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when But I'm a Cheerleader got submitted first, there was a scene where the lead character starts, you know, there's, I guess, a couple of girls having sex. She ends up masturbating over her clothes.
Yeah.
But that was one of the scenes that they said deemed it NC-17.
Huh.
You know, it's like there's no nudity.
Yeah.
But I'm a Cheerleader.
Yeah. No, it's very I've watched that movie several times. It's very tame, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were talking about some of the stuff about They said that Chloe, what's her face, is
Sevigny.
Yeah, her orgasm in Boys Don't Cry was too long. That was one of the things they had a problem
with.
Well,
you find a good lesbian sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, she's transgendered.
Yeah. It was interesting. It was just really interesting on, and they actually hire a private eye to hunt down, because the thing is the rating board is supposed to be secret. Mm-hmm. No one knows who they. I mean, it's like an armored gate. Really? You can't even get to the front door without buzzing a security guard at the gate that's like 100 yards away from the building.
Huh.
But yeah, and they also showed that they talk about the review, like if you go for appeals, that no one knows names, everybody wears a number, they have to have at least 2 members of the clergy sitting in
it's one for the Catholic diocese
and one for the Episcopalian diocese, and you're not allowed to bring. One of the things you're not allowed to do is bring up a previous rating. You can't do a history of, okay, well, you did this with this movie, you do this with this movie. They won't let you do that. Yeah, they won't let you bring in presidents.
That's weird.
Because, well, the thing is they say it's a voluntary thing. But it's such.
But you'll never get it into a movie theater.
Right, that's the whole thing. Yeah. You won't be able to do advertisement.
Right.
There are a lot of movie chains that won't touch it.
Right.
When it comes to.
Unless it is rated.
Unless it's rated, yeah. Or even if it's rated NC-17. Mm-hmm. Even though that's supposed to get rid of the X and, you know, take away. They did that to take away the stigma of X.
Right.
But still, everybody knows NC-17 is just what X is now.
Mm-hmm.
And they still won't show it in theaters.
Hmm.
So, yeah, you get a chance, really. It's a really interesting documentary.
Interesting.
What was it? They even gave there was a movie called The Closer with William H. Macy.
Yeah.
Where he plays, The Cooler, I'm sorry.
Okay. The Closer is a show.
The Cooler, he plays this dude who is, I guess he's supposed to, if someone has like a hot hand in this casino, he's supposed to kind of go near him because he's got this like aura around him that kind of cools people off for their hot hands. And there's a slight show of Bush, and they give it an NC-17.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm listening to you, but The Closer, that's Kira Sedgwick.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the, sake of,
clearing that up, yeah. But yeah, it was the Cooler, yeah. But yeah, they have, it's a really interesting,
Kira Sedgwick. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. That was a really interesting. It's a really interesting documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So get a chance, give it a watch.
Okay, very cool.
But yeah, and I'll go ahead and throw my app out while we're doing this.
Okay,
I went ahead and did the Netflix app.
All right,
free app, and basically as long as with your account, you can go in and watch whatever. I mean, you could literally on your iPhone, you could start watching something at home, have to stop it. And then rewatch it on your phone, yeah.
But if are in a limited data plan, watch that. Because streaming video uses a lot of data, so make sure you're on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Or have an unlimited plan.
Right, which I do.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. My app, the Netflix app is cool. I've got it. But I find it only really works well on Wi-Fi, because really need that strong signal.
Okay.
Mine again, and I know that I've mentioned it before, is God damn it,
the Google Reader.
Yeah, I don't know if it's by Google though. I think it's it is called Mobile RSS.
Okay.
And what it is I set up my Google Reader. You just go to Google, and then it has images of shopping, etc. You just hit more, and then go down to Reader. And then find RSS feeds for all the blogs and webcomics and everything that you find. And then download this mobile RSS on your phone, and you set it up to where it pulls from your Google Reader. So I've got, that's the only way that I keep up with webcomics. Because I'm not going to go and remember which day whatever is released and go back and check and everything. So I just have it downloaded directly to the RSS. And, whenever I get a chance, I'll stop and read some.
I just bookmark mine and then just read them, because I only read them at home.
Yeah.
In fact, if I don't have my computer, I just wait at home, and then if I go to like Dragon Con or Frolicon where I'm gone for a few days, I just catch up when I get home.
Well, so. I actually, this is great for me because I can just be like, oh, okay, let's see, you know, who's put something new out. And I've been following Ogloff and XKCD, which, you know, I've mentioned before.
Right.
Actually, Jenny Breeden, who I follow on Twitter, has thrown out a couple of suggestions for other good ones. And she's the one who introduced me to Ectopiary, which is one that I mentioned before. It has really beautiful art. And she just did a new one today, which is Tea House, which is teahousecomic.com. And it's about this brothel, basically, like a super high-class brothel.
Right.
And the latest one has really hot homo sex. So, you know, I'm all over that. All
right.
Yeah, that's mine is, you know, set up a Google Reader account and then download mobile RSS. It's
all
really,
right.
really good reader. Yeah, so...
Oh, one other thing that happened for the weekend, I forgot to tell you. Because our flat screen only has one RCA input.
Okay.
And that's what we had. We actually had to take our DVD player out to put the Wii in.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the DVD player, the Wii, and the PlayStation 3 all have RS. So we need to get a box, a switcher box.
Yeah, I had to do that with mine.
The thing is we first went to Best Buy's, and we could not find.
Yeah,
they did not have them at all.
Yeah.
So I took Alicia for the first time to Fry's. Yeah. She had never been to Fry's. She had only heard about it. And she had to steady herself.
Yeah.
Once we passed the little gate area and she saw the mass in front of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we found what we need and it's gonna be like $30.
Yeah, that's Joe when he first went, he was really perky about the whole thing.
Yeah.
We haven't been back because we've been broke off our asses.
Yeah.
It'd just be an exercise in frustration. So.
Our friend AM has pretty much said, yeah, Fry's is pretty good. I have to actually put a leash on her husband to keep him from.
Yeah, I can see it. Because they have everything, too.
Yeah, literally, I think the only thing they don't have is, like, a decent book selection. If they had a bookstore in there, a true bookstore there.
I would never leave.
Yeah, there would be no reason to go anyplace
else.
They
even have, like, a really good coffee shop right in the middle.
I haven't tried the coffee, but they have a coffee shop in the middle of it.
That you need as far as electronics or movies. God, their DVD section's insane.
Yeah, well, it's what Best Buy's used to be.
Right.
Because Best Buy's is just not nearly as good as it used to be.
Although I have to say, Best Buy's has a really good martial arts section. I mean, they have a whole section dedicated to martial arts, which is rare.
Yeah, right before we left, I had to show her the line of anime DVDs had. So.
Yeah.
Since she's huge into the anime. That was also the other thing, listening to her squeal as I read off what just had instant watch for anime.
Well, and Netflix is great for Kung Fu, too. They've actually started adding a lot of, like, the old stuff.
Right.
The old, what is it, Seven Chambers, Shaolin stuff that, you know, that I have seen, but it's been a long time since I've seen it, so.
And plus, we just learned, was it last week, CBS announced that they were going to have their catalog hit Netflix for an instant stream, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
So, which means the Star Trek, the original series.
Oh, wow.
Maybe not but they said it's not the entire library will be on it at first, especially with Star Trek.
Well, yeah, that's a lot to try to convert.
Right.
To,
with Star Trek, it's 74 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But,
yeah. I mean, that's some poor schlub in an office has to sit and do that.
Some guy in a basement with the goth behind the red door has to...
He's working 24 hours, 7 days a week to do that.
Did you try turning it on and off?
Exactly.
Sorry, I've been watching rewatching the IT Crowd. Yeah.
We had a great week. We had a fucked up week with one really great day. Two really great days. On Saturday, my mom actually threw us a bit of an engagement dinner party thing, and that was real fun. We, you know, went over there and cut up and sat around the fire pit and drank. Like, okay, well, how did it go? We opened up. I'm trying to think of all the different ones.
Appletini first.
Yeah, we started with Appletinis, then moved to the Cherry Merlot. No, then we had our cider. We opened a bottle of our cider that we brought over.
Oh, which I can open right about now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's been about that long.
And then everybody had some random drink. I had a beer, mom had bourbon. Yeah, everybody went and made something. Then with dinner, we had Cherry Merlot. Then...
then was the champagne.
Then champagne toast. My grandparents sent some champagne.
Right.
And then mom opened a bottle of cream cherry that she had made. So it was the night of five wines.
Oh, okay. The night of five wines!
It was awesome. It was a great fucking night, and I was hurting the next day. You know, even though it was over a long period of time,
right.
So, you know, I never got, like, plastered, but... we had a good time. We all sat around the fire pit and just cracked the fuck up. So,
has your mom started the wedding mead yet?
Not yet. Okay. She is getting in some bulk mead next month.
Okay.
I'm sorry, bulk honey. And we're going to do it. We're thinking... I keep thinking rose and vanilla.
Okay.
But we're also going to make some absinthe. Mm. And we're kind of, I guess, stuck between more of the cider, making more of the cider... and making, I had also thought like a violet tangerine mead as well. So I don't know. Mm. I don't know. We're trying to figure all of our shit out. So
Well, I just know she had originally said that she had this.
Yeah.
You had said that she had this wedding mead that she had had
that
she wanted to do, and she wanted to know if you guys were going to get married because it took like a year to do.
Yeah. It's and it's going to be a year and a half. So
Yeah.
So we got plenty of time.
Yeah.
But we also went last Thursday. I took a day off, and we drove to Augusta to pick up our rats. Because it is fucking hard to find a breeder of rats. And you can go to Petco, but you never know about their health stuff. You just never know. Whereas if you find a good reputable breeder, you know, the health is a little bit more assured.
Right.
You know more about, you know, their parents, and they're handled from the time that they're itty-bitty babies.
Right.
And we handled some itty-bitty little velvet babies. They were, oh, God, they were cute. But so they're handled, and they're brought up to be really good pets. Whereas you know, at a pet store, they may end up being fed to snakes. You never know. So we drove to Augusta, which is it was about 2.5 hours, right?
Yeah,
about 2.5 hours. And whenever we take any kind of a trip anywhere, I always get online to see if there's some cemetery around, because that's just what I love. And we found this one, Magnolia Cemetery in Augusta, that is insane. Okay. And I don't go to cemeteries because I'm into the goth and the mob and the death. And I like cemeteries because number one, they're peaceful.
Right.
They're quiet. They're beautiful stones. There's all the symbolism of all the art on the stones.
Right.
The textures of this of the weathered stone, the big old trees, because nobody cuts those trees down.
Right.
There's just so much in a cemetery that I love. And this one was so chock fucking full of like history and shit. You know, I like to imagine, you know, if I can find a really, really old one, you know, what the surrounding area was like during the time. And in this one, they broke ground in 1818.
Okay.
The oldest grave that we found was 1822. That's almost 200 years ago that somebody died.
Right.
That's... oh, my God. So Joe was, like, laughing at me as I was, like, running around just freaking the fuck out, right? There's a wall, I think it's the east wall, that was built as part of an effort to protect the city from Sherman. When he
did his march to the city.
Yeah, exactly. But apparently, we actually found a really interesting guy there to talk to who loved the history, who said that actually he had bypassed Augusta because there was a rumor that he had a girlfriend there. So he actually bypassed Augusta, which, you know, had been the capital of Georgia like 3 times, I think. We saw what we think was the, or what is, assumed or you know, accepted to be the oldest crepe myrtle in Georgia. Beautiful tree, and it was dying, sadly. But it was, God, it was gorgeous. And we saw the, what do they call it? the tree that won like the best specimen certificate tree or something, which was a crepe myrtle. And we saw actually a ginkgo tree near the old governor's mansion that was said to be planted when George Washington visited.
Ah, okay.
So I mean, it was like just a history freak's wet dream,
right?
And the cemetery is 60 square acres.
Wow.
I was just freaking out. I was like vibrating. I was so hyper. It contains 5 different Jewish cemeteries, has a Greek cemetery, although we found a couple different, or another Greek family plot. What else did it have? Across the street is a slave cemetery,
right,
which we didn't get to get to because we didn't have time. But we're going to go down and take a weekend trip down there.
Just don't go, what is it, whatever the week of May.
Mm-hmm.
There's one weekend in May you want to stay away from, which is Masters weekend.
Yeah,
everybody and his brother shows up for.
And we did pass the golf course, which my uncle is sprinkled over the 18th hole.
Oh, okay.
So,
I would love to at least go look at it, because I've heard it's supposed to be a gorgeous golf course.
Yeah, you can just see kind of like the fence, yeah.
Well, no, you're not supposed to be able to get in, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the fence and
well, no one even plays that course.
Unless, yeah.
I mean, the course they use for the Masters doesn't get played.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Really, and that I think they have a separate
okay.
course for members, but I may be completely wrong, but I had heard the Masters course doesn't even get used.
I didn't even notice it. He's the one who pointed it out. So
he's like, hey, it's Gustav
Anderson. Yeah. But yeah,
which isn't even open.
Well, there's so much in Augusta, like as far as like old crumbling buildings and old
right.
historical buildings,
yeah,
and man, just fucking go to Augusta, Georgia. And if you're in the market for rats, let us know, because we have a great breeder that we can recommend. Because we got our rats, which are Professor Digby and the Smudge.
So it's not just Smudge. It's the Smudge.
So this was a 6-hour conversation.
Exactly. Trying to figure out
how
to spell.
How do we pronounce it, and then how do we spell it?
And it's the Smudge, because she does have... She's totally white, but she has a black smudge over her eye.
Oh, yeah.
She was going to be Ziggy for Ziggy Stardust because of the Smudge, but then we just saw her and we were like, okay, she's
right.
the Smudge. And then Professor Digby comes from Sir Digby Chicken Caesar, which is a sketch on that Mitchell and Webb look. It's
right.
fucking hilarious.
Which is actually on Instant Watch, too.
Okay,
to
okay.
The first two seasons are.
Oh, fucking hilarious. Which I've shown you the banana dance. That's from the Mitchell and Webb look, but... God, that's funny. So we have rats. So every night we pull them out and let them run all over the bed. And Professor Digby is a little freak. She's just, she's just like all over the place.
Right. Well, you named him after a crazy homeless guy.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, maybe we invoked that a little bit. Yeah.
She's also the younger one, too.
So. Yeah. And the Smidge will just sit up on your shoulder and cuddle with you.
Watch Digby run
away. And just be happy, and then yeah, but she, I think it's she that does all the shitting. So, I ended up with a big pile of rat shit behind me, and I'm 90% sure it was from her. So.
Are you sure it wasn't from you?
Well, the first night that I had her, she was in my arms, and
right.
she shat on me. So, yeah, I'm thinking that's an endearment, like a sign of trust and love.
Or that you just scare the shit out of her.
Yeah. No, I don't think I scare her. They're pretty mellow, but or they're pretty relaxed around us, but not relaxed, but So
they're very rats around.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. But they're oh my god, they're so fucking cute. So we're gonna
Yes, I know. Alicia's already said she wants a play date with the rats.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're gonna probably go home and take them out tonight, so let them run around. So yeah, rats as pets, that's my recommendation.
How have the dogs taken to the rats?
You're quite entranced by the rats.
Yeah, they haven't really met formally, but Puck for like the first couple nights,
right.
just sat there and stared at the cage as they were walking around because they're in the bedroom.
Right.
And Puck would just sit there and just stare, and Tweak has gotten the idea that there's something in there that she wants to play with, and so she'll do her shimmy jump.
Right.
I've seen her shimmy jump.
Yeah.
She'll do that in front of the rat cage and then do it in front of us. I think she thinks we're going to let her play with the rats. And And I did take Smudge and kind of, you know,
yeah.
let them get nose to nose, and it scared the hell out of Smudge. So I don't want to, you know, do that too much. I don't want to freak her out. But Puck, I picked him up and let him, you know, look in the cage, you know.
Right.
And he got nose to nose with the Smudge. The Smudge is a little bit more bold than Professor Digby is. So that was cute. Through the bars, they touched noses. Buster couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
so
he's Buster. He's just kind of chill.
Yeah, which is weird because he's the one who always takes off whenever there's a possum or something in the backyard. He's the one who always chases it down.
Right.
So I expected him to freak out, but he hasn't really.
Well, I guess it's because they're in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, they're accepted as a part of the household, maybe.
Yeah, he just seems kind of a chill dude, anyway.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the one that comes up to you first. He wants the loving.
Well, if he knows you, but if he doesn't know you, he takes the fuck off.
No, but he came up to me pretty quick, if I remember the first time I went over.
He usually hides. He usually takes off and hides until he knows somebody. But actually, speaking of cemeteries, I'm sorry. I started a map on Google Maps of the historical cemeteries that I've visited in Georgia. The idea is eventually I'm going to link the points on the map to my photo galleries.
Right.
Of the cemeteries, but it's trippingvine.postress.com /pages/map-of-Georgia-historical-cemeteries.
Right.
Okay, anyways, just look up trippingvine.postress.com, and it's one of my pages that's listed there. So it's got my Google map of all my little points, and Jesus Christ, it took me hours to figure out how to do this. Phantom will tell you, I was like,
you were so pissed off.
I wasn't pissed. I just get focused. I'm just like, ah, like I will, you know, like a bulldog. Like I'll figure it out. But I've got a couple on here, like Oakland, and a bunch up by us, which we actually found one around the corner from us that I had always wanted to look at, but just never had. But the church is extremely, extremely old, but a lot of the markers look new.
Right.
So I, you know, I wanted to see it, but I didn't have like high hopes for it. And Phantom actually found a Revolutionary War soldier that's buried there. So there's a lot of stuff like that around. And it's got the one marked that I played at as a kid. And it's got the one down in Milledgeville that I went to when I was doing research for what I was writing. And one up in Dahlonega that has these slot and tab style tombs that came from this certain area in Ireland. And so anyways, just go look at that if you're interested. But yeah, and actually on the whole drive, we this is a recommendation for you as much as for anyone else.
Oh,
we listened to Beardy Man. Have you ever heard of Beardy Man?
No, I've not heard of Beardy Man.
Oh, Beardy Man's cool.
Yeah, actually, you should describe Beardy Man.
How do I describe Beardy Man?
Well, he makes music that isn't...
He's essentially just a beatboxer.
Mm-hmm.
But he has like rows and rows of effects things, and he has a keyboard too. He does keyboard stuff, and he essentially just makes pretty much just entire songs out of like just beatboxing and putting effects in it and everything.
Really, really great electronic.
It sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you where I heard it.
Look him up on YouTube. Was it YouTube where you were sending me the videos from? Look up Beardy Man, because people will. It's very much like Whose Line Is It, where people are throwing up suggestions.
Right.
And he's taking them and weaving them into a really fucking insane song that he just makes up on the spot.
Which, I don't know if that's his usual act, because it was kind of like a comedy festival that he was doing there.
But I mean, it's incredible.
Usually just the DJ set kind of thing. But
yeah.
Huh.
Well, you had sent some videos to me, and actually his music, what is the show on Radio 1?
Essential Mix.
It was an Essential Mix that he had downloaded that was all Beardy Man.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't stuff that he was doing right then. It was stuff that he had recorded, but that he'd done in that same way.
Right.
And it's very unique as far as electronica goes, because it's not, you know, taking an album and tweaking it.
Right.
It's all original, so.
Yeah, here. Just Google Beardy Man, like BEARDY Man. It's the first video that comes up, Beardy Man live in the underbelly.
Yeah. So yeah. So I mean, it's fucking cool as shit, dude.
Okay.
It's got an album coming out, a real live album.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Not a real.
What?
Well, it would be a real live album.
No, it could be a real live recorded album.
Yeah. Okay.
An actual physical media.
Right on. Yeah. Right on. Speaking of,
yes.
Nice segue.
Hey.
I on FetLife, one of the groups I'm part of is Kinky and Geeky.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the largest groups on FetLife.
It's like the third largest. I think the other ones are anal sluts and whores, and something about some really horrible submissive cum sluts or some shit like that.
Okay.
So, FetLife being mostly for female submissive and male doms.
Right. One of the, and I wish I could bring it up, but I wasn't getting any service on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Someone brought up a thread question that was actually rather interesting, and it's like, the basic idea is, as we're slowly getting away from no physical media, you know, DVDs, CDs, Blu-rays, they're all kind of slowly going away due to, like, streaming and iTunes and all that, and even including, like, BitTorrent and stuff like that, does this open a gateway a little more easier censorship? Or at least it'll, make the making censorship easier for governments to do.
See, and I don't know, because everything that I seem to find online is the uncensored version.
Right.
That's kind of what's prized as far as torrents or streaming.
People understand that that's kind of the thing to have.
Yeah.
Right.
That's kind of what's prized. I mean, I don't... The internet being what it is, I don't think that they can really go and regulate.
Well, see, the thing is the thing they were bringing up was what goes on in China, where they block. You know, for the longest time you couldn't get YouTube. Twitter is pretty much outlawed in China. What happened in Egypt when they started putting a clamp on internet, you know, during the protests. Libya the same way. Where it has become one of the first things that one of these governments will do, especially, and Iran did the same thing during the green you know, after that election, where they started putting a clamp on communications, killing cell towers, you know. But the thing I was thinking of, and this happened a couple of years ago, was with a flick of a switch, Amazon killed, like, got anyone who had bought a copy or had downloaded a copy of, I think it was 1984 on the Kindles. They killed them.
Yeah.
To where you couldn't, no one had access, just killed the entire run of 1984.
Yeah.
They didn't give a reason.
Yeah.
And I don't remember whatever became of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just with a flick of a switch. And they do have, and if you kind of read the things, there is that kind of hidden loophole in iTunes, and I think in the books that you download through the Kindles, they do have a loophole there to where if the company wants to, they can kill they can basically kill your right to have that item, no matter what, because even though you paid for it.
Well, you know, I would think that because of the way so much the internet has become so commercial and so consumer driven, I don't think that would fly.
Well, there's also the whole thing with net neutrality.
Well, yeah, but I mean, as far as like just shutting down the net and just totally, I mean, that would kill the economy.
Right, but in cases that they do that all the way, they're not worried about killing the economy. They're worried about clamping down on information. That's why they would do it in the places. Because if you notice, that's one of the first things whenever a coup or something, a revolution happens, what has always been one of the first things they attack?
The
newspapers.
Yeah,
they always seem to find, you know, especially in like the third world places where that's the big thing. Usually the newspaper guy gets hauled off and hung or shot or whatever, and they burn the newspaper down that way because they've just strangled information.
Right.
I mean, that was during the, you know, Revolutionary War. They put a clamp down on newspapers because that was the way people got their information.
See, maybe I just want to say, because I want it to be true, that wouldn't happen here.
Yeah.
But you never know. I would like to think that people will always find a way around it. You know, because there was information that was getting out from Egypt.
Right. But it took other things. There was, I forgot who it was, basically was allowing the Egyptians to use the internet for free or something like that. They were able to bypass what the Egyptian, the government had control of. And I think that that's part of it, too, is that because they don't have that kill button right now.
Right.
The U.S. government does not have the ability to do it.
Yeah.
They've been trying to. There was a bill that Lieberman and another congressman tried to put into effect. Basically, they want to give it in case of cyber terrorism.
Well, but, I mean, you know, as far as it being built into our Constitution, the freedom of speech.
Right.
I don't think that would ever fly. But, you know, then you never know. I mean...
Yeah, but there's also... There's a certain...
It's easy to say this thing will never happen.
Right, just, because the whole thing is that freedom of speech a lot of times only seems to worry about the written word. Because if that was true, you wouldn't have government control over radio and TV. Because, you know, it's...
They've
come in and they basically said it's public airwaves and the government has a right to control it. So, and it's, I think that's one of the things they've always talked about with the internet. The internet's been such a wild west for so long that they've been wanting to try
clamp
to...
Clamp down on it.
Maybe not as clamp down, but kind of rein it in. I mean, they're so, you know, trying to get taxes off things. It took forever for them to be able to get sales tax off of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, for the longest time, that was one way you get around with paying sales tax for something, is you bought it off the internet.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a way of getting the sales tax because the structure wasn't there for them to do it.
Right, right. I don't know. I don't think it would have an effect. I think it would have an adverse or the opposite
effect. Right. But then again, what we're talking about
because
clamping down...
Because I think people will always... look for the uncensored and we'll look for the, you know, that's
right.
The internet is for porn.
Always be FreeNet and use net.
Yeah.
Right. There'll be
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to do everything they can. I mean, but I mean, they actually tried to. I think they ruled that jailbreak because for the longest time Apple was trying to make it illegal for you to jailbreak your iPhone, and they actually were. They actually ruled that as...
I know nothing about running pineapples.
Is that that people had a right to do it. Now they're dealing that with... Because there was a guy that... Basically, whenever anybody says this is an unhackable system, he's the one that's trying to jailbreak
that's
it. Cause
the first
he's,
one to go.
Yeah, he's trying... He's the guy that has been trying to... I think he just successfully jailbroke the PS3.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, speaking of the freedom of information on the internet, I have a glorious website.
Oh.
Okay, we found... We were in Maryland. What was that magazine? Was it like Woman's Day?
I think it was like Woman's World or some shit like
that. Yeah, had a picture of Paula Deen.
Okay.
Where she looked fucking terrifying.
It was absolutely Paula Deen from hell.
Crazy makeup, and she's like... Like got this... kind of look on her face. And so we start cracking up, and we're like,
his family, y'all.
"Yeah, y'all want some grits?" So we just started like, you know, and he, you know, I was like, "I'm gonna wake you up in the middle of the night, making that face, and asking him if he want grits."
Rubbing butter on your cheek.
Exactly. So Paula Deen, you know, that was just the first time that we saw her. Who was it? Somebody posted on Facebook, and I wouldn't be able to find it.
Say it was Naomi, but I don't know.
Maybe. Posted this thing. It was from a movie, from some teenage movie, where they're sitting at a lunch table and they're like, "Is butter a carb?" And then you see below this picture of Paula Deen, where she says, "Butter is everything, you ignorant bitch." Which cracked me the fuck up.
What is it? There's actually someone who's done it's a. Where they slow down video to make it sound like someone's drunk, and they actually did that with a Paula Deen video.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Yeah, where it's basically slowed it down so it sounds like she's slurring her words.
Nice. Well, this website is pauladeenwritingthings.com. And remember, Deen is spelled D-E-E-N because I just tried to look it up and did not find it. And it has pictures and gifts and various pictures of Paula Deen writing things.
Yeah.
And it looks like it comes from this one picture of her where she was writing something. That's just been photoshopped in or what have you to various.
Wait, is that a Charlie Sheen?
That's a Charlie Sheen.
She's sitting on Charlie Sheen's
on his shoulder.
Yeah. We just had a thing before we started recording and seeing I think one of the interviews of Charlie Sheen, so it's just kinda funny that kinda came up.
Yeah, so this is just various so look at PaulaDeenWritingThings.com. That's her on a what is that?
What is what?
I'm not even gonna try to pronounce that. Capybara? It's cute. We need one.
It's adorable. Yeah.
We have to have one of those.
Riding a dewback.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's so just look up Paula Deen online, and if you find something fucking weird, let us know, because we're all of a sudden more fascinated with her than we were before.
What was it that she did an episode of Top Shelf?
Okay.
Also, that someone did where she's talking about sucking the head because one of the guys.
Oh, the crawfish.
Yeah. No, it was a shrimp.
Oh,
that someone actually did shrimp with the heads on it in their dish.
And you suck the head? Ew.
I guess you can do the same thing as you can.
Okay, I never got that. And I love crawfish, but just ew.
But they did a cut where it made it sound like she actually wanted to suck the cock of one of the one of the people.
Nice.
But she was going to suck the head.
That's a little fucked up. That's a little fucked up, Bill.
Well, she's a little too perky sometimes, so it's kind of easy to do that. Yeah. I mean, one of the best Iron Chef Americas was a candy one they did. It was a Christmas one. Yeah. It was Paula Deen and Kat Cora versus the guy who does Dinner Impossible.
Okay.
It was this buff English dude.
Yeah.
You know, it's like muscled up, you know, he's almost like muscled up. And the basically what they do is he goes and doing an event for someone, but he's only got 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's got a very small, and he has to cook for like 200 people.
Oh, Jesus.
Like at one point he had to do the feast at the big pirate convention down in Key West.
We need him for our wedding.
And it's during the mission at certain points, there are certain things he has to have. And he's not given the best. He's usually given amateurs to help cook. Yeah, because he's got his team, but he also has to have the people who aren't cooks that help him out.
Okay.
But it was, I want to say it was either Mario Batali or Bobby Flay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but it's basically, it was a Christmas, it was a candy. It was a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
A dessert battle between the three. And Paula Deen is just going over and grabbing the guy's muscle.
Yeah, nice.
Talking about wanting to bite him, I think, at one point.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I
love her. I love a sassy southern lady.
Yeah.
I'm not dissing Paula Deen
at all. Oh, no.
Although, I have to say, my mom went to a restaurant in Savannah and said that it was just shit.
I don't think she's the one in charge of it.
She's not the one
Not only was it shit, but that everybody in the whole town that she talked to agreed that it was shit. And I think it was one where she had originally started it and then just had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, she still owns it.
Right, but doesn't have anything to do with the menu, which is really bad because I think a lot of them do that. Like,
But why put your name on something if it's... You know what I mean? If you're not going to...
Maybe she doesn't know. Maybe no one has gotten... No one...
Yeah,
it hasn't...
Sure,
you never know.
Yeah,
it may
sure
be one of the... You know how people kind of keep stuff away from the boss or try to keep stuff away from the boss?
No, I can imagine if she's got a blog or any way of...
Yeah.
You know, I can imagine 1,000 people going, I went to your restaurant, it sucked.
Yeah.
So, now I'm sure she knows. You would just think that she would want to market herself better.
Yeah.
Than having a shitty restaurant, but... I don't know.
All I know is
I love her
that,
show.
That
I love all the
AM
stuff she makes on
does a banana pudding. That's a Paula Deen recipe that is. You
want to
rub yourself
in.
Yeah, wants
yeah,
to. You
good.
You had it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you want to rub it on your body and do rude things with it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Southern food, if you ever get the Blue Willow recipe for their squash souffle, holy fucking shit! I'm not a huge fan of like country food or southern food, but right. God damn, what it's done right.
Well, certain stuff. I really love.
Yeah.
Like okra, fried okra.
Yeah, fried okra.
Because I don't like boiled because it's just because slimy. Most people don't know how to get rid of the slime, right. And that's the problem with okra. But fried right. is just
yeah,
to die awesome. For.
Yeah.
You know, good cornbread, mm-hmm. good fried fish.
Yeah.
There's nothing like what was it? It was a soundboard talking about Flavor okay. Flav's chicken.
Okay.
And you know how there's nothing kind of beats good mm-hmm. southern
yeah.
done right fried chicken.
It's been a long time since I've had fried chicken, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we were talking because we did pass by the Blue Willow
right.
down in Social Circle as we were driving to Augusta. And I was like, man, we got to go. We just have to go and just fucking do it. Because it's one of those things that I've always wanted to do. I have a right. cookbook, but I've just never gotten around to. So it's one of those southern tradition things. You had a Social Circle and go to the Blue Willow.
Okay. Oh, what was it? I kind of got burnt. Oh, bad thing is, I kind of got burnt out on fried chicken for a while mm-hmm. because when I was going to Riverside, if I didn't go off with my parent or with mm-hmm. my mom and my sister for mm-hmm. Sunday dinner, it was chicken every Sunday.
Yeah.
You fried
yeah.
chicken on every Sunday, and it's yeah. like...
done with chicken. Yeah.
Yeah, so... but no, it has to be good. It has to be good. That's why yeah. I kind of try to stick with, like, Popeyes.
Yeah. And KFC, they're horrible to their chickens, so I've just know too much. So
I just know that the one that was closest to our house, our apartment was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
They just yeah. were not keeping up with what they needed to do. It
yeah.
was just very subpar.
Yeah. Well, so. I just, you know, if you get a drumstick and it's broken, then you know that chicken had a broken leg. You know what I mean?
I've never had that.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, I don't know. So I'm real weird about my chicken. Okay, but speaking of weird things online.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, Phantom sent us this link.
Of course you did.
With the tag that just says class.
Yes, let's.
And that makes me really nervous.
Yeah.
So here we go. This is Phantom's porn of the week. Oh, ghetto confessions. Awesome. The secret and shocking underground world of depraved hood rats. We bring you shocking videos of real hood rats telling their true confessions and the insane tales of their life on the streets. Enter? I agree. Let's see. Oh, hello. Thieving hottie hoe party girl likes getting fucked up. Ginny is pretty hot for a street whore. If it weren't for her busted-ass sandbag titties, she'd be a pimp's perfect dream.
A busted sandbag
titties.
Battered, party.
Ginny loves to party. She often gets high, drunk, or otherwise fucked up on something. She's a straight-up pillhead, but will pretty much do whatever is given to her. This bitch also loves to talk. She will yap your fucking ear off. Beware if you pick her up, try not to ask her too many questions. She'll never shut the fuck up. At least she got some good stories, though. She used to be a thief following poor bastards cashing their checks, then beating the shit out of them and jacking their wallet. Ginny was also brutally gang-raped by a bunch of rabid Mexicans. The spelling's hilarious. In an apartment complex. Watch this gross-tittied hottie hooker suck and fuck. Taking two loads of hot jizz. All right.
Yeah.
And there's Carly, the nasty pussy crack whore. There is, let's see.
You want James Lipton to be reading this stuff.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nina, Hard Knocks, but bully hooker.
Hard Knocks and bully hooker.
MJ, insane prostitute, double teamed. Gemini, prostitute plays rusty trombone. Bree, beat down junkie whore. Bertha, big beastie hooker goblin cum. Wow, that's another winner, baby.
It's high class shit.
Thank you, dog. Sammy, the lactating busty mom.
Because he's so gangster, yo.
He is. He's got so much street cred, it's not even funny. Charisse, hairy legs whore with three baby daddy. This is awesome. I need to spend some time here.
God.
There are trailers. There are trailers. I'll be damned. No, God damn it. You have to sign up. Guy, no.
Yeah, for the instant access.
Evil.
That's why I liked Mr. Chu's Asian Beavers, because you at least get the free preview for a little bit.
Yeah.
You can see a few of them.
Well, or, yeah, there. I like
the ones. Which is where I found my favorite Asian porn star.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to shut down my computer. I brought up pop-ups and shit. Okay. Fucking hell.
I didn't know it would do that. I have a pop-up blogger.
Bloody hell. Okay, thanks, babe. That was another winner. I think I would spend more time on there, but if it's going to bring up all the pop-ups and
shit. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, there were a couple of wrestling sites I had to stay away from because I ended up with weird shit on my computer after going to them.
What kind of wrestling?
Just regular pro wrestling, talking about, you know, going and finding, info and stuff. So I pretty much stick with lordsofpain.net. Uh-huh. But you have to look for lordsofpain.net.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Lordsofpain.com brings up a whole new site.
Really?
Yes.
A good site? Sounds like something I'd be
into. Well, the only time I've done it was in front of my ex, Red of the Dead's 12-year-old nephew.
Awesome.
And didn't let it load up enough until I saw that first picture. Oh, this is the wrong thing. Let's go to net. He was also a wrestling fan.
See, and I would totally get on that. God damn it. I hope you can all hear that. So don't click on any of the pictures.
Yeah.
What happens if I...
If we're looking at for touching...
Although there was... They did a thing on Attack of the Show during their feed.
Uh-huh.
Talking about there are some... stuff out there.
Uh-huh.
There are some people trying to send viruses to Max now.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, what was OS 10.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, it was only a matter of time.
So well, considering when you have... Well, no, it's also when you have Apple waving we don't get viruses flag in the face of all the hackers. Sooner or later, there's going to be a hacker that says, I can do that.
Yeah, but there are just so many people who are, like, rabidly anti-Apple.
But it's usually not the hacker groups.
No, I know. But, I mean, there are people who are going to find ways to do things because, really, people are angry at Apple. Like, people are angry at AT&T. LordsofPain.com isn't up anymore. So.
Okay.
So don't bother.
Yeah.
Maybe your computer's broken.
Potentially, my computer is broken.
Yes. But if you want a good wrestling site that basically gives you the info and stuff.
Actually, what was that? You know, I didn't even give the website for that.
Which is funny because there's actually going to be a wrestler on Dancing with the Stars.
So that was ghettoconfessions.com. Just don't click on any of the pictures for fuck's sake.
Yes. But, they've actually, Chris Jericho, the wrestler, is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's not going to make me watch it, but it's kind of interesting. I want to
see him, like, spin his partner and then pick her up and then body slam her.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Which is funny because, see, Chris Jericho is actually one of the better personalities when it comes to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got great mic skills, since he's not wrestling anymore.
Yeah.
But he had great mic skills. He could really turn on that wrestler personality.
Okay.
And then you see him on other stuff because he used to do a lot of the I Love the...
Okay.
And Best Week Ever and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
I've seen
he's
him in things,
yeah,
so.
he's funny. Yeah. He's also got a band called Fozzy.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he still does.
Cool.
In fact, they did something just recently in a sketch, but I can't remember what it was for. Where he was like, I just can't remember. I just remember him doing. They showing pictures of something that he had done. But yeah. He's also got a book. It's like How to Become a World Wrestling Champ in 1,370. Three easy steps.
Okay, sweet. Well, we're at about an hour.
All right.
You ready to wrap it up?
Yeah. Did you have anything else on the list that you needed to hit?
I just want to go home, go to bed. I feel like shit.
Okay.
That's all I got. I put in my little cemetery map. That's pretty much all I have that I had. We do just have the YouTube channel.
We have the YouTube. Kinkin' the Geek is YouTube.
Yeah.
And then we have our Facebook page.
Yeah, Kinkin' the Geek. Yeah. Kinkinthegeek.wordpress.com. We've got a group on FetLife.
Right. Friends of Kinkin' the Geek.
Right. Got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, right.
Twitter.
Twitter. Our Kinkin' the Geek. Our Gmail. Yeah. Our Skype.
Skype. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Okay. Alrighty, well, you guys be careful.
Or be good at it.
Bye.